Hello everybody and welcome to yet another episode of New News. Today we have technically five articles, but more like three articles to talk about today. One of the big news is that the mobs have been announced for the mob vote. Y'all just stay tuned to figure out what they are, unless you've already heard them. We also have a little announcement for Minecraft Dungeons and a snapshot for Minecraft Java Edition 1.20.3. So let's go ahead and dive in. All right, to start out, we have the three mobs for the mob vote. I'm gonna go through them in the order of when they were announced. So starting with the crab. The crab has one gigantic claw, which it likes to wave around as it scuttles through its home in the mangrove swamp. This giant claw is very special because if a player manages to find one, they can use it to place blocks farther away. Just like its real world counterparts, the crab is important to the mangrove swamp ecosystem, which is why you can find it hiding in the vines of this biome. And you can also, it looks like inside the video, they have a little video for them with a tiny Jens, tiny Agnes, as normal. When you look at them, it looks like they passively, I'm gonna rewatch this part real quick. So it looks like there's one on the ground. So it doesn't show them dropping it, but it does show the mob passively dropping it for the next one. So more than likely you won't have to kill it. It might just passively drop it if it gets spooked or something like that. So that is the crab. If you want the crab to win, then vote for it. I will explain how to vote for it after I've talked about all three of these. Next up, we have the armadillo. So the armadillo calls the vast desert of the savanna biome its home, plodding serenely across the long grass, unless you surprise it. Just like a few of its real world counterparts, the armadillo can roll into a ball if it is startled. The armadillo also drops a special scut, which you can use to craft something new, wolf armor. Like horse armor, wolf armor will give your four-legged friend some extra protection. So if you want the armadillo to win, then vote for that. The next mob is the penguin. The penguin, you'll find the penguin in the Stony Shores biome, waddling around the beach or swimming in the nearby ocean. Just like its real-world counterpart, the penguin is a social mob and it's amphibious. That means it's happy walking on both land and in the water. That's a little clumsy when walking. It's a speedy swimmer. It has a very special skill. It can help your boat travel faster. So if you want the penguin to win, then vote for that. Now, the information you're waiting for, how do you vote? To vote, you want to go to minecraft.net. Here we go. How do I vote for my favorite mob? You can vote via the Minecraft launcher, minecraft.net, or through our special event server on Minecraft Bedrock Edition. If you don't own Minecraft Bedrock Edition, you can vote by opening the launcher or online by visiting minecraft.net/live. So if you are on Mac or Linux, then you'll need to vote through minecraft.net or the launcher. If you're on Windows, you can vote through the game or through the launcher on minecraft.net. If you're on any other platform, you'll have to vote through Bedrock, through inside the game on Bedrock Edition or on minecraft.net. And the voting opens at the time of this recording in 2 days, 18 hours, and 13 minutes. You'll be able to start voting at 1 p.m. EDT on October 13th, and it closes 15 minutes after the show starts. All right, the next news is that Minecraft Dungeons has reached 25 million players, 25 million individual players. And they talk about that on the article, but Minecraft Dungeons has kind of reached an end. So they are no longer, Minecraft Dungeons 1.17 is no longer, was the final update for Minecraft Dungeons. So this does mean that they're not going to be updating Minecraft Dungeons anymore. No new features, no new season passes or anything. But they're not going to end Minecraft Dungeons like they did Earth. Minecraft Dungeons will still stay around. I don't know how long it will stay around, if they'll ever discontinue it, but at least for now, they're still going to have it around. They're not going to be updating it, so no new features or anything like that. So Minecraft Dungeons have reached 25 million players and will no longer be developed anymore. You'll still be able to play it. So if you haven't checked out Minecraft Dungeons yet, I mean, now the game is complete, so now would be the time to hop into it if you like. All right, next up, the Minecraft snapshot. Pretty chill snapshot, not much that was added in it. It's snapshot 23W40A, the first snapshot for 1.20.3. Changes. When a player is blocking with a shield, the arm with the shield now follows the direction the player is looking at when viewed from third person. So this also fixes the bug where if you looked up, so in this example, there's a pillager that's higher up at you and it's shooting down at your head. If you looked up at it, it would not, while holding a shield and like blocking with the shield, it would not block it even though you're looking at it. Now, it will block whatever direction you're looking at. So, shields have been updated like that. And then there are some technical changes. The data pack version is now 19, and there are a few minor changes to chat component serialization. If you're interested in that, or you would like to see all the bugs fixed in this snapshot, then feel free to check out the snapshot on Minecraft.net. So, before I conclude this, I do want to say, Minecraft Live, as a reminder, is happening October 15th at 1 p.m. EDT. So, check it out if you'd like to watch it live. And if you don't want to watch it, you can check out the episode that I will release shortly, not immediately, but shortly after, within a week of the event, where you can check it out. And Mojang will probably have the stuff for you to mess around with in the snapshots. I thought that was announced, or at least some of it should be available to mess around with the snapshots in the snapshots within a week of the snapshot. I think last time we got it, I don't remember when we got the first snapshot, but it was pretty soon after. So that's happening. So yeah, armadillo, penguin, or crab. Which one will you vote for? I don't know. Which one will I vote for? I am not 100% sure. I'm still forming my opinion. I think all three are great. I would love if all three were added, but I understand that these are, that it's not, if you're thinking like, why don't they add all of them? Remember that Mojang is a relatively small team for the best-selling game in the world, so they can't add everything. That does not mean these will never be added. The way it works with the mob vote, at least it did with the 2020 mob vote, is they basically throw any mobs that did not win into the ideas bin, back into the ideas bin. They may pull them out, they may not. Just back into the ideas bin of things they could try out. So that's the news for today. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to a Spotify Q&A. I will also have a poll out on this episode asking what you are going to vote for if you formed your opinion. So you can check out that and if you're on Spotify and be able to vote on the poll, and I'll be able to see what my listeners voted for. You can also email me at podcastwrestlingweekly@gmail.com. You can send me a voicemail at anchor.fm/redstoneweekly/message. You can also do that through so my episode page. If you're on Apple Podcasts or something like that, you can go to episode website and do it through there. You can also check out my blog at podcast. I'm sorry, my email, it's not podcastwrestlingweekly@gmail.com. It's redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. My blog is podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. I have a little post talking about things. Like, I did a post talking about the specs of my PC. I have a little post talking about different stuff. You can listen to my podcast through there. There's a few sites that I'm on. And one of those sites is flickr.com/redstoneweekly. Flickr, it's where I have my photos. And that address is flickr.com/redstoneweekly. You can also check out my Planet Minecraft. I don't normally talk about this, but I'm trying to mention it more often. My Planet Minecraft, it's where I posted a few mods, or not mods, but a few things that I've been working on, just miscellaneous stuff. So some of the things there are, I have these, illagers, or mob skins that I turned into player skins. I have, a hidden depths texture pack and things like that. So just, if you want to check out those, that is planetminecraft.com/member/craggle09. And yeah, I may or may not have the things in the description. I'm not going to claim that I will have them in there because they're not. But theoretically, they're in there. And if they're not, you can just go to Minecraft.net and they will. All this stuff will be in the article section. If you just go to Minecraft.net, and then you scroll down a little bit more, and you'll see community creations. And somewhere in there, you can already see penguin, armadillo, crab, and then you can see the snapshot. And then you click load more, you can see Minecraft Dungeons passes 25 million players. So it shouldn't be too hard to find this stuff if you'd like to go more in depth in them. But yeah, that's all I have for you today. So I will see you in the next episode, which will be the Minecraft Live special. So be sure to check that out and learn about all the things that happened in Minecraft Live. And again, check out Minecraft Live at 1 p.m. EDT on October 15th. that will vary depending on your time zone. So check it out, and yeah, I'll see you then.